RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia-India to promote Islam as religion of peace. Afghanistan learns peace from Indonesia. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Monday held a bilateral meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Hyderabad House, New Delhi, India. Afterwards, Jokowi received a courtesy call from Indian Vice President Muhammad Hamid Ansir at the presidential suite of the Leela Palace Hotel. Quoted from an official statement of the Presidential Secretariat Press, Media and Information Bureau on Monday, December 12, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi explained that Jokowi and Ansari discussed cooperation between them to promote Islam as a religion of peace. Minister Retno said Indonesia and India are in a cooperation to promote Islam that is peaceful and rahmatan lil alamin, or blessing for the whole world and its content. Retno Marsudi added, Indian Vice President is also a Muslim, and India ranks second Muslim population in the world of 170 million after Indonesia, which has world's largest Muslim population. Advisory and executive members of the High Peace Council of Afghanistan, Abdul Hakim Mujahid, said that Indonesian people can live in harmony and peaceful in various differences can be a model for peace in Afghanistan. This was conveyed by Abdul Hakim Mujahid when he met with Vice President Yusuf Kala at Vice President's office in Jakarta on Tuesday. He also said Afghanistan government has discussed how to reach peace and reconciliation in Afghanistan by learning Indonesia's experience to create harmony and difference. Abdul Hakim Mujahid added, the government and various communities elements in Afghanistan has also tried to create peace and conducted reconciliation in its country. Mujahid moreover believes peace will be realized in Afghanistan. According to him, the government of Afghanistan needs better cooperation with Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called on the public to join the fight against terrorism by reporting any suspicious activities to the police. President Jokowi's comment came on Sunday evening after the police arrested four alleged terrorists who reportedly planned a suicide bomb attack on the State Palace in central Jakarta. After a Maulid event to celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, as reported by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo said that without support from the public, fighting terrorism will be hard. He also said terror attacks can happen anywhere and anytime, so everyone has a responsibility to prevent and stop them. The police nabbed four people, including a female suicide bomber, in three separate locations on Saturday afternoon to foil what would have been a brazen attack on the State Palace. This news comes here from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has strongly condemned the terror attack on the Egyptian Coptic Church in Cairo on Sunday that claimed 25 lives. Armand Atanasir, the spokesperson of Indonesian Foreign Ministry, said in a short message received by Antara on Monday, December 12, that the government of Indonesia offers sympathy and condolences to the government and people of Egypt, especially for the victims and their family. According to Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, director of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities Protection at the Foreign Ministry, there is no information yet on whether any Indonesian nationals are among the victims. Iqbal said there were 5,513 Indonesians living in Egypt, most of them in Cairo and its neighboring areas. The Indonesian embassy in Cairo has called on all Indonesian nationals in Egypt to obey local regulation and avoid public places. The embassy will keep in touch with Egyptian authorities to monitor the situation. Bank Indonesia and Bank of Japan agreed to extend a bilateral $22.76 billion US dollar swap arrangement for the next 3 years. Under the swap cooperation agreement, Indonesia could overcome possible short-term liquidity problem in financing, Bank Indonesia said on Monday, December 13, in Jakarta. Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo said after the signing of the swap cooperation agreement with Bank of Japan that the agreement is also to sustain the regional financial stability amid continued uncertainty in the global financial market. Swap is a derivative instrument with a bilateral cooperation. Both parties could exchange cash flow to prevent risk of liquidity problem in financial system. Cooperation between Indonesia and Japan constitutes US dollar and rupiah swap partnership. Under the new agreement, the swap cooperation is extended further until 2019. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, reported on Monday, December 12, more than 83,000 people are still living in evacuation shelters almost a week after a strong earthquake hit Aceh's PD Jaya district. BNPB spokesperson Sutopo Purwanugroho said on Monday in Jakarta, the agency recorded local residents are living in 124 emergency camps in PD Jaya and Biren district. Sutopo also said at least 82,000 evacuees were distributed in 8 sub-districts of PD Jaya, while 1,700 others are positioned in Biren. The last Wednesday's quake measuring 6.4 on Richter scale has destroyed 11,000 homes, 61 homes, 94 local cultural centers locally known as Manasa, 161 shop houses, 10 government buildings and 16 schools. According to the agency, the quake also killed 102 people and injured at least 66 others. Indonesia is ready to roll in the AFF Cup final first leg match against Thailand at Pakansari Stadium in Bogor, West Java, on Wednesday, December 14. The coach of Indonesian soccer team Alfred Riedel told on Monday, December 12, that Indonesia must admit that Thailand is number one in Southeast Asia. But Indonesia will challenge them in the final and all his players are ready to play. Ahead of the face-off with the Elephants, Riedel has prepared alternative strategies including opting for three defenders as demonstrated during the side's training session in Karawaci, Tangerang on Monday. Riedel said he is seeking the right shape and players for specifically meeting Thailand. He also added that high concentration is needed when facing Thailand. They must not lose their head. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, a commentary today entitled Archipelago Day. Archipelago Day was first proclaimed on 13 December 1999. 2 years later, on December 11, 2001, the president at the time, Megawati Sukarnoputri, through a presidential decree number 126-2001 stipulated that December 13 is declared as the Day of Archipelago and officially declared as a day of national celebration commemorated every year. Archipelago Day, originated from Juanda Declaration, was announced on December 13, 1957 by the then Prime Minister of Indonesia, Juanda Kartawijaya. The Juanda Declaration stated to the world that the sea between and within the Indonesian archipelago has become a single region of Republic of Indonesia and KRI. The conception of the island nation was accepted and set out in the United Nations Convention on the Law of Sea, UNCLOS, in 1982. This declaration was reaffirmed in Law No. 17, 1985 on ratification of UNCLOS in 1982. That Indonesia is an archipelago country. The area of Republic of Indonesia then became 2.5 times the size of the previous one. Archipelago Day is an affirmation and reminder that Indonesia is the larger archipelago in the world. Indonesian seas area covers 2/3 of the entire area of Indonesia, which is 5.8 million square kilometers. Indonesian sea deposit natural wealth of extraordinary magnitude. The potential of Indonesian marine resources is in the form of not only fish, but also minerals such as oil, nickel, gold, tin, and others that are below sea level. Other marine wealth is natural resources such as mangroves, coral reefs, and many more. Unfortunately, the potential of Indonesian marine resources, which value is estimated to approximately 3,000 trillion rupiah per year, has not been explored optimally. In fact, many fishermen who inhabit the coast in Indonesia still live under the poverty line and had been the most marginalized groups due to the development policy that leads to the mainland. In other words, the sea has not been seen as a source of growth, employment creation, and property problem solvers. It's time for the government, people of Indonesia, to pay more attention to the potential of marine resources and fishing in the country. The government should be more serious in managing the national maritime that could support sustainable economic growth. As the world's largest archipelagic nation, Indonesia has a great potential to become the world maritime axis. President Joko Widodo at the East Asia Summit in Naif Vitau, Myanmar on November 13, 2015, presented a complete exposition of his foreign policy doctrine to his audience, Indonesia as a maritime fulcrum, the power between two oceans. Maritime access is a strategic idea realized to ensure the connectivity among islands, the development of the shipping industry and fisheries, sea transport improvement, and a focus on maritime security. The sovereignty of sea territorial and KRI, revitalizing sector of the marine economy, strengthening and development of connectivity maritime, rehabilitation of environmental damage and biodiversity conservation, and increasing the quality and quantity of human resources marine are the major programs in the administration of President Joko Widodo at present to make Indonesia as the world maritime axis. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History. Let's begin with 2001, the Nusantara or Archipelago Day is officially declared a national day. Archipelago Day was first proclaimed on 13 December 1999. 2 years later, on December 11, 2001, the president at that time, Megawati Sukarnoputri, through Presidential Decree No. 126 of 2001, stipulates that December 13 is declared as the Day of the Archipelago and officially declared a day of national celebrations observed every year. Recognition of the boundary of the Indonesian archipelago started with the announcement of the Deklarasi Juanda on December 13, 1957, which eventually leads to the recognition of the principles of the Nusantara in the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea in 1982. This declaration was reaffirmed in Law No. 17 of 1985 on ratification of UNCLOS in 1982 that Indonesia is an archipelagic country. The area of the Republic of Indonesia then became 2.5 times the size of the previous. Next is from 1937, the Second Sino-Japanese War, Battle of Nanking. The city of Nanking, defended by the National Revolutionary Army under the command of General Sun Cheng-si, falls to the Japanese. This is followed by the Nanking Massacre, in which Japanese troops rape and slaughter hundreds of thousands of civilians. The Battle of Nanking was fought in early December 1937 during the Second Sino-Japanese War between the National Revolutionary Army of China and the Imperial Japanese Army for control of Nanking, the capital of Republic of China. Following the capture of the city, Japanese soldiers massacred Chinese prisoners of war, murdered civilians, and committed acts of looting and rape in an event known as the Nanking Massacre. The Japan's military victory excited and emboldened them.
the subsequent massacre tarnished their reputation in the eyes of the world. Contrary to their expectation, China did not surrender and the Second Sino-Japanese War continued for another 8 years. The last is from 1981, where General Wojciech Jaruzelski declares martial law in Poland, largely due to the action by Solidarity. Solidarity is a Polish trade union that was founded on 17 September 1980 at the Lenin shipyard under the leadership of Lech Walesa. It was the first trade union in a Warsaw Pact country that was not controlled by a communist party. Its membership reached 9.5 million, which constituted one-third of the total working-age population of Poland. In the 1980s, Solidarity was a broad anti-bureaucratic social movement using the methods of civil resistance to advance the causes of workers' rights and social change. The government attempted to destroy the union by imposing martial law in Poland, which lasted from December 1981 to July 1983 and was followed by several years of political repression from 8 October 1982. But in the end, it was forced to negotiate with Solidarity. The roundtable talks between the government and the Solidarity-led opposition led to semi-free election in 1989. By the end of August, a Solidarity-led coalition government was formed. In December 1990, Walesa was elected president of Poland. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this day in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, listener. This is Arrival Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is to jointly combat against terrorism in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo invited the entire community to play an active role to jointly combat against the crime of terrorism. President Joko Widodo views that without the support of the whole society, it's hard to resist the act of terrorism. After attending an event to commemorate the birth of Prophet Muhammad in 1437 Hijriah, in the office of Ansor Youth Movement in Jakarta on last Sunday, December 11, 2016, the president said there was no room for terrorism in Indonesia. He appreciated the performance of the Indonesian police, especially the special detachment team, Densus 88, who managed to uncover a terrorist action plan recently. President Joko Widodo also called the people to be alert to the threat of similar crimes in the future. However, the success of Detachment 88 showed that the terrorism is real and still exists in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo also said that the terrorist attacks can happen anywhere, and it is the responsibility of the whole society to keep fighting it. Therefore, he asked the people to play an active role in the fight against terrorism, because it is not possible if it is done only by the police or government. Earlier, Indonesian National Police Polri have managed to arrest four suspects and hunted for two other actors in the discovery of one related case in Bintara Jaya, Bekasi, West Java on Saturday. The bomb was to be blown up at the vital objects in the country. Three male suspects were arrested in two different places on Saturday. Meanwhile, a woman was also arrested in a rented house where the police secured the evidence of a high explosive bomb. Deputy Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly in PR, Usman Sabta, also appreciated the police who managed to find the bomb in Bintara, West Bekasi. In addition, he asked the security forces to remain vigilant and constantly anticipate terrorist acts. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Monday held a bilateral meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Hyderabad House, New Delhi, India. Advisory and executive members of the High Peace Council of Afghanistan, Abdul Hakim Mujahid, said that Indonesian people can live in harmony and peaceful in various differences can be a model for peace in Afghanistan. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called on the public to join the fight against terrorism by reporting any suspicious activities to the police. The Indonesian government has strongly condemned the terror attack on the Egyptian Coptic Church in Cairo on Sunday that claimed 25 lives. Bank Indonesia and Bank of Japan agreed to extend a bilateral $22.76 billion swap arrangement for the next 3 years. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, reported on Monday, December 12th, more than 83,000 people are still living in evacuation shelters almost a week after a strong earthquake hit Aceh's Pidijaya district. Indonesia's ready to roll in the AFF Cup final first leg match against Thailand at Pakansari Stadium in Bogor, West Java on Wednesday, December 14. Listener, that was News in Brief of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nugo Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you traveling to Tanralili Lake, South Sulawesi, so stay tuned. Listener, Bawah Karaeng Mountain is located in Goa Subdistrict, South Sulawesi Province. It was about 2,845 meters above sea level. The mountain is one of the tourism icons of South Sulawesi. On the slopes of the mountain, there are altitude region, namely Malino, a famous tourism spot in South Sulawesi. In addition, every day, the mountain is visited by many tourists who want to do climbing to the mountain. Besides the beauty of mountain scenery, Bawah Karaeng also has another beautiful place, namely Tanralili Lake. Listener, Tanralili Lake is located on the foot of Mount Bawah Karaeng. Tanralili Lake was formed by avalanches of Mount Bawah Karaeng. Tanralili was taken from the name of a kingdom in South Sulawesi. To reach Tanralili Lake, you must be trekking by 3 hours from the Langkese village. To get to the Langkese village from Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi, you can go to Malino through Hertasning Street. Upon entering the access road of Malino, there are two options that take a right turn in front of the market before entering the Malino area toward Parigi Subdistrict. This is the fastest path. To get to the Langkese village, there are already many directions, so it is easier for you. Listener, when arriving to Langkese village, is the last village to go to the top of Bawah Karaeng. In the Langkese village, there are numerous motorbike parking rate of 5,000 rupiah and 5,000 rupiah registration fee as well. To get to Tanralili Lake, you have to trekking for 3 hours. From the base camp, the trip starting by crossing the soil road and going past through a small lake, and after that will pass through steep rocky path. Along the way, You will enjoy the beauty of the green hills and valleys with crystal clear stream of river. There are also several waterfalls that can be visited during the trip. Indeed, along the path to the Tundra Lily Lake, there are many sources of water. Listener, down and uphill roads will deliver you to arrive at Tundra Lily Lake. Tundra Lily Lake has a cool air. From the distance, there come the sound of gurgling water from small river streams and small waterfalls. The Tundra Lily Lake is situated in the valley of two green hill cliffs. The lake is beautiful and attracts many tourists to swim. However, the tourists are prohibited to swim in this lake. For those who want to spend the night in the location, to enjoy the beauty of the lake with a sprinkling of stars in the sky, you can build your tent on the edge of the lake. You are not allowed to leave garbages and keep the area clean and hygienic. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Tundra Lily Lake in South Sulawesi. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is minum kopi, or in English, drinking coffee. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Waktu luang. Waktu luang. In English, spare time. Tidak ada. Tidak ada. Doesn't exist. Rapat. Rapat. A meeting. Kenapa. Kenapa. Why. Minum. Minum. To drink. Kopi. Kopi, kafe. Ngobrol-ngobrol. Ngobrol-ngobrol. To chat or to talk. Musim hujan. Musim hujan, rainy season. Kedai kopi. Kedai kopi, coffee shop. Udara. Udara. The weather or air. Dingin. Dingin, cold. Cocok. Cocok. Suitable. Apa. Apa, what, hitam, hitam, black, gula, gula, sugar, selera, selera, taste, sama, sama, the same, pesan, pesan, to order, dua, dua, two, kue, 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 cakes. Next is a conversation on minum kopi, or in English, drinking coffee. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Dodi and Budi on the phone. Halo Budi, apakah hari ini kamu ada waktu luang? Halo Budi, apakah hari ini kamu ada waktu luang? In English, Hello Budi, do you have a spare time today? Hari ini saya tidak ada rapat, kenapa? Hari ini saya tidak ada rapat, kenapa? Today I have no meeting, why? Bagaimana kalau kita minum kopi? Bagaimana kalau kita minum kopi? How about drinking coffee together? Di sana kita bisa minum kopi sambil ngobrol-ngobrol. Di sana kita bisa minum kopi sambil ngobrol-ngobrol. We can drink coffee and chat there. Baiklah, saya tunggu di kedai kopi. Baiklah, saya tunggu di kedai kopi. Alright, I'll wait at the coffee shop. Di kedai kopi, at the coffee shop. Musim hujan, udara dingin, cocok sekali minum kopi. Musim hujan, udara dingin, cocok sekali minum kopi. In English, it's rainy season. The weather is cold, very suitable to drink coffee. Kamu mau minum kopi apa? Kamu mau minum kopi apa? What kind of coffee do you like to drink? Saya mau minum kopi Lampung. Kopi hitam tanpa gula. Saya mau minum kopi Lampung. Kopi hitam tanpa gula. I'd like to drink Lampung coffee, black without sugar. Selera kita ternyata sama. Baiklah, saya akan pesan 2 gelas kopi dan kue-kue. Selera kita ternyata sama. Baiklah, saya akan pesan 2 gelas kopi dan kue-kue. We have the same taste. Okay, I order 2 glasses of coffee and some cakes. Terima kasih. Thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi. Until we meet again.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Hernita, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present you dangdut songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Tak Percaya Lagi by Danias. Happy listening.
Akan mengulanginya, menghilang.
just listened the song entitled Tak Percaya Lagi. The song of the second single of dangdut singer, Denias, is about trust that often betrayed but still forgiveness. Denias expected to those of you who are brokenhearted and disappointed with her partner will be relieved after listening to this song. The lyrics are quite sad, but the music is not particularly describe the sadness. The music was arranged properly so that the listener can jig along with the song Tak Percaya Lagi. This song actually carrying more modern and fresh dangdut music. Wished to success as his first single entitled Terima Cintaku, Denias has launched this song in August 2016. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Terima Cintaku by Denias. Happy listening.
Sebelum kau pastikan kau terima cintaku. Oh jangan, jangan, janganlah, jangan kau ragu. Karena cintaku ini pasti hanya untukmu. Terima cintaku. Sebelum kau pastikan kau terima cintaku. Oh jangan, jangan, janganlah, jangan kau ragu. Karena cintaku ini pasti hanya untukmu. Terima cintaku.
The man whose full name, Denny Faisal Ismail, and commonly called Denias, began his career in dangdut music industry in the country to participate in the Indonesia's dangdut contest KDI in Jakarta. He succeeded to survive Grade 9. Then, in 2015, he released his first single entitled Terima Cintaku. The songs that he composed was taken from his own story about expectation so that the love can be received. The concept of music in this song is likely modern dangdut nuanced with touch of Indian and Arabic music. The success of this first single make he well known as male dangdut singer in the country. Moreover, Denias then covered the song of Indonesian famous singer Iyeth Bustami entitled Ijuk. The song which she dedicated with Andri tells the story of betrayed love. The lyrics are poetic. It used many typical Malay proverbs and full of meaning. In accordance with the lyrics using the Malay proverbs, the music is also familiar with Malay nuances. The song indeed supported the theme of dangdut. Well, listener, to conclude our regular music corner, let's listen to the last song entitled Ijuk. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Yang mana rambut bila bersanding hijau, beras taklah sama putih. Yang mana padi, mana ilalang, hampir tak dapat dibedakan. Buah landang kasih sayang, kira siri akan bertemu pinang, suci kapur kau sajikan. Mengapa getah damar kau bawa menjadi kaca, belimbu bisa kaulah penyebabku luka. Sangka bulan sayang yang dapat ku genggam sayang, rupanya kau bintang nan jauh tak mungkin dapat ku sentuh. Siri akan bertemu pinang,
suci kapur kau sajikan.
Mengapa getah damar kau bawa menjadi kaca?
Belum berbisa,
kaulah penyebab ku luka. Tali kasih sayang kepadaku.
Kau kusangka bulan sayang
yang dapat ku genggam sayang.
Rupanya kau bintang yang jauh
tak mungkin dapat ku sentuh.
Tak mungkin dapat ku sentuh.
Tak mungkin dapat ku sentuh. Satu yang terbaik untuk diri.
terwujud, terukir untuk kita jaga. Di batas bening jiwa yang kita cipta bersama. Oh, dalam detik penuh bahagia telah ku coba untuk meresapi satu yang terbaik untuk dirimu kini. Oh, sebuah kisah yang telah kita rajut, terukir untuk kita jaga. Di batas bening jiwa yang kita cipta bersama.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Suatu hari tanpa sengaja kita bertemu. Aku yang pernah terluka kembali mengenal cinta. Hati ini kembali temukan senyum yang hilang. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Jauh waktu berjalan, kita lalui bersama.
Betapa di setiap hari ku jatuh cinta padanya. Dicintai oleh dia ku merasa sempurna. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia. Sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.